Blog Talk Radio.
To your mother.
Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Jam-packed. I'm so excited because in the studio with me, before I read off all my sponsors, thank you to those sponsors for supporting this show. If it wasn't for you, I'd still be here, but you make it sweeter. Speaking of sweets, today's show we are dedicating to Misericordia and all the wonderful efforts that they do. And if you don't know this by now, Misericordia is one of the finest bakeries, if not the best bakery in Chicago, I must say. And I'm surrounded by all these delicious baked goods, and it smells so sweet in the studio today. Misericordia is here today. We have Callie. Callie, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
I'm missing something here. Yes, Callie, I am missing.
It's okay. I work in
Missouri. I'm so organized here.
I work in the bakery.
Callie Kordowick. Sorry, Callie. Callie and I just met, and she's with Misericordia. She works in the bakery. You're the packaging manager over there.
Yeah.
So today's show is dedicated to all the efforts, the wonderful things that Misericordia does, and we're going to talk to Callie a little later in the show. So stick around. Have another, or have a cookie. Have you had a cookie yet? This is
all the time.
Great breakfast.
Delicious.
You know, when I was going to school at Mother Guerin High School on the Northwest Side, we started our day with hot, warm chocolate chip cookies, and that's
no different
today. We could get some milk. Hey, we got any milk in the house? Today, like I said, we have a jam-packed show. We also have one of the sponsors of the show, Naper's Settlement, is here. Donna DeFalco is back and in person.
Hi, Dolly.
How are you?
It's so fun to be here.
It's great to have you here. Usually we've only had you call in. Not that I've made you call in. I'd love to have you in, but we've not had the honor of having you in the studio, so today is a good day. I get to see Donna's beautiful face.
Oh, thank you.
Here, we're going to talk about Naper Settlement, all the exciting things going on this summer over there.
It's jam-packed.
It is. She sent me an email. It's like 3 pages long. This place never stops. It is. I've said this many times on the show. It is one of my favorite places on this earth, besides Lake Geneva and any beach ever. But it is. It is just a wonderful, peaceful place, but also a great place to take the family, and we're going to tell you about all kinds of fun family things and things you could do with your significant other. Yeah, neighbor nights. And we'll get to all that. And Donna's got free tickets to give away, too, today on the show. And I'm so excited. Today, you know, we talk about good things on the show. My very favorite intern this summer, Tim Jacoby, is in the studio. Tim, there's a mic right there. You can put that right in front of you.
How's it going?
Don't be shy.
I'll try not to.
Say hello. Now he's bright red.
I'm not the one to talk. I'm the one to hide in the corner. That was what I got the degree in.
You know there's no hiding when you're working, interning with the Dolly McCarthy Show. Oh, my God.
I don't think I was warned on that.
The phone lines are blowing up here. We appreciate all the calls. We are giving away free stuff. We'll get to you. If we don't get to those calls, just go to our Facebook page and Twitter and like it or make a comment. I was asking today, as I always often do, tell me something good. What's the good word? As my dad used to say to me when I walked in the door from school every day, hey, what's the good word? Really, what is the good word? Let's focus on the good in our lives. And speaking of good, I've got two special, very special guests in the studio with me. Come on up to the mic. Don't be shy. Say hello.
Hi.
Come a little closer. Come a little closer. These are my two babies. Two out of the five that woke up early. What's good this week, girls? This is Molly. Molly, say hi.
Hi.
This is my baby, Molly. And Rachie,
hi.
My third oldest. Rachel's here. Okay, say hello. Okay, good. Now tell us, we were talking in the car on the way here, and I told you what the theme is today, Misericordia, Naper Settlement, all these good things going on in the city. And this week we want to hear the good word. So what's the good word this week, girls? I did not coach them on this.
You got summer break.
Yeah, the last
summer
day of school.
Last day of school was this week. Tuesday was the last day of school, so that's a good thing. Good things, right? Mm-hmm. What are you guys going to do that's fun this summer. What do you plan on doing?
We're going to hang out at the beach a lot and go swimming.
I'm excited for, like, the festivals and concerts.
Wait, come a little closer to the mic, Mike. Molly, what did you think?
I'm excited for the festivals and concerts.
Yeah. Where do I like to take you the most? Where do we always go? See the concerts? Naper Settlement.
Yeah.
We're always going over to Naper Settlement.
Yay.
Can't wait for those Naper Nights concerts. They're always a blast. And we're going out to Kankakee Barbecue Fest. We're going to go
Water
see...
Water Park,
yep. We're going to go see... in Kankakee. Remember, I'm going to take you guys to Vanilla Ice. You remember that song? Ice. old school. So a lot of great things happening this summer. All right. Well, the girls wanted to come to work with me today. So now you guys see the studio. Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
Very
Thank
cool.
Thank you.
They're so polite. We're going to have a great summer. So it's starting out. I wanted to hear some good things from all of you. But I got to take a quick call. And I have to take some sponsors. You know what? I think it's time to make this show 2 hours long. So if I sound a little frazzled and rushed today, I am, because we have a jam-packed show. Let's see. Let's find Matt. Matt from Homebridge Financial is calling in. I think Matt is actually calling in from Florida. Matt, where are you? We've got to find Matt here. Okay. Uh-oh. Give me a second, guys. Oh, maybe we should play a song. Here, quick second.
I said hello.
Take Matt in a moment while we get him on the line. All right, let's take a caller because, like I said, let's keep this going. I want to hear some good things that happened to you this week. I got a caller here. Hello, caller. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Hey, what good thing happened to you this week? First of all, tell us who you are. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
I live in Naperville.
Awesome. Love that town. Love Naperville. Got a lot of listeners in Naperville. Thank you, Naperville. So, Sandy, so tell us about yourself.
Oh, well, I, for one, love your show. Can't never miss it.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much.
Great show, and you do wonderful things for charity. So, very recommendable.
Well, I'm so – have you been listening to the show for a while now?
Almost since the beginning.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. All right, I want to hear a good thing that's happened to you this week.
Got engaged.
You did? Fantastic.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Is this your
Thank
first,
you.
First marriage, second marriage?
Second.
Isn't
second
amazing.
Marriage.
Isn't that terrible? First marriage or second marriage? Jeez. Congratulations.
Well,
first
husband passed away, so I'm trying it again.
Aw, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations. Can we give you some, hey, Donna, how about a nice night out for this newly engaged couple at Naper Nights? Does that sound
absolutely.
Good?
Absolutely. We have the ticket. So we can get her name and email address and her phone number. We'll have tickets for Naper Nights for she and her fiancé. It'll be a great night.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and
gosh. That'll be great. Love it there. Great place to go. If anyone hasn't been, they need to go.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What's this month, the musical acts this month at Naper Settlement?
Well, June 19th is the Neverly Brothers. They play the 50s and the 60s, and then American English, the Beatles tribute band. Then on Saturday
my fiancé loves them.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, well, you've got two tickets to American English. Congratulations,
Great.
Sandy.
Thank
All right,
you.
Do me a favor, would you? Would you drop your name and number in the show message box, and we will mail those out to you. Congratulations.
Oh, have a great show.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, we got Matt. We definitely have Matt now, but quick sponsor spot. Thanks to Homebridge Financial for sponsoring the show. Hey, Matt, are you there?
Hi, Dolly.
Good morning. How are you? Matt McErnie. I got your name right this week, Matt. He's the area manager over at Homebridge Financial. Hey, are you purchasing or looking to refinance a home? Is that part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows. Is that right, Matt? We're back down to those historic levels?
Yeah, that is correct.
And home values are on the rise. Homebridge Financial's mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Call them at 630-404-4272 to get started today. And let's get started. Hey, Matt. Okay. So, hey, are you back in Chicago? I heard you were in Disney with your kids this week.
Yeah, we were sad to leave yesterday, but I'm excited to get back to work. So we had a blast.
Hey, I've taken the kids to Disney. That's a real relaxing vacation.
Yeah.
You burned a hole in your pocket, too.
It was fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's a great time. Hey, and I'm sure your wife loved it. There's no cleaning. There's no cooking. So that's a great vacation, right? So,
it was,
that's
and
wonderful.
Everybody was busy. So
good. Well, welcome back. Yeah. And at least you're back. Today's going to be 80 degrees in Chicagoland. Okay, I got a question for you. This is a question from one of my listeners. How long before a current renter's lease expires should they begin the process of getting pre-approved for a purchase mortgage?
Well, if you know you want to purchase when your lease expires, you should be thinking about it 6 months before your lease expires and starting the process 3 months before. So it's one of those things where if you wait too long, you could be panicked and then be renting for another year when really the better move for you would be to purchase when your lease expires. So the quicker you're on top of it, the better. You talk to one of our loan originators here at Homebridge, and we get you started, tell you what you need to do, and you're confident and you're out shopping a couple months before your lease expires.
Okay, well, I guess then it would naturally fall into this question. What documentation is required to get pre-approved for a mortgage, for a purchase mortgage?
Well, there's several key pieces to it, Dolly. Obviously, your income over the last 2 years, you need to document that with either tax returns or W-2s, pay stubs with that, as well as asset statements over the last 2 months, just showing your ability to save and put a down payment down on a home. And then there's some other smaller things, copies of your IDs. We run a credit report with you, talk to you about your liabilities, and make sure we find a program for you that gets you an affordable payment and gets you into home ownership.
Fantastic. Well, we've been talking to Matt McErnie. I love the name. Think of Ernie and Bert, Matt McErnie.
Yep.
Cute.
Mac and Ernie.
Mac and Ernie.
You're almost there, Dolly.
A fine Irishman. One of these weeks I'm going to get it right, but I think people will call up and they'll go, I want to talk to that guy, Matt, and how do we say his last name? Ah, just thinking of Bert and Ernie. They'll get to you.
Yeah.
You could call Matt at 630-404-4272 and get started today, and now I got to read all this stuff. It's required by the government, right, Matt?
You got it.
We appreciate Homebridge supporting the Dolly McCarthy Show. When Homebridge came into town, they're a fairly new mortgage company. They've been around for years, though, around the country, but they're fairly new in the southwest suburbs. And Matt lives in Naperville with his family and knows a lot about the mortgage business. But Homebridge came into town, and they wanted to give back to the community. And when they looked into where to get involved, they started with the Dolly McCarthy Show. So I appreciate that, Matt, because we do support a lot of non-for-profits on this show. We bring in exciting guests, and so Homebridge helps spread the good word, if you will. Matt, besides coming back from Disney, what's your good word? What's the good word this week for you?
Well, I'm just excited to see all my coworkers. not seeing everybody. We're like a family here, so not seeing everybody for a week was tough, but we're back and everybody's happy.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for calling in, Matt. And again, Homebridge's mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and we're proud to be your they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Call them at 630-404-4272. You can ask for my buddy Matt over there. Again, that number, 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services. Now, Matt, this is going to go really fast. Ready for this?
I'm ready.
Corporate NMLS 6521 15 West Jefferson Street, second floor, Naperville, Illinois 60540. Illinois Residential Mortgage License MB 6760732. Indiana DFI First Lien Mortgage Lending License 15700. Wisconsin Mortgage Banker License 38349BA. Equal Housing Lender. That's what I gotta do. That's the rules, Matt from Homebridge Financial.
Right.
Thanks so much for calling into the show and giving us an update and educating us on the mortgage process. All right. Good things. That's
all
what
right,
the show
thanks,
is all
Dolly.
About today. Bye, Matt. I want to do a shout-out to to the Sullivan Steakhouse for being a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show and our friends over at NaprevilleAlarm.com. They're pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years. Let Naperville Alarm customize the security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. And if you're a Dolly McCarthy Show listener and you mention it, you get 20% off installation. Check out NaprevilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo. All right, coming up next, Donna DeFalco from Naper Settlement. And don't go away. Later in the show, we're going to be also talking to Callie Cordowick with Misericordia, one of our favorite charities in Chicagoland, and they have the best dang bakery around. If you don't believe me, you need to go and see this for yourself, definitely. And it's all for a great cause, that's for sure. We're going to talk more about that with Misericordia. Later on in the show, Ariel America, the executive director of this award-winning popular show on the Smithsonian Channel, Toby Beach is the executive director, award-winning executive director, and he'll be on the show. We're going to talk to him about this great show, and they're in their final week, and they're going to be featuring the state of Illinois. That's the final week. They've done all 50 states. Now they're going to go show you the last state, which happens to be the great state of Illinois. What do they call this? The Great Prairie State? What do we call Illinois, Tim?
I think it is called the Great Prairie State.
Anybody? Call in if you know.
Oh, wow.
So don't go away. We have a great show. I wanted also, we got to do a few more announcements. We got to thank some sponsors. You know, this is it. Okay, we'll be right back with more sponsors.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Lynch, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, you want to know what the good word was this week for most of Chicago? I think all of Chicago. What was it, Tim?
I was hoping you had the answer to that.
The answer is simply,
Blackhawk.
Anybody?
Blackhawk.
Kelly, Donna, yeah. All right, don't I have the smartest? I'm kidding. Tim, I love you. He is the best intern in the world, and you're going to be on the show all summer long with me. You're my sidekick now. So, yes, the Blackhawks, they won last night. I know, you know, those of you listening on WCKG on Sunday at noon, we're probably going to, you probably know that they won Saturday by that time. But last night's game, unfortunately, I'll be honest, I didn't watch any of the game.
It was a good game. It really was. You know what? I was worried because, you know what, the Tampa Bay scored right away. And then the whole other two periods, up until the last 4 minutes of the third period, they finally scored. And we're sitting here thinking, are they really going to lose by one?
Yes. I was listening to it on the radio because you know where I was. I was at Midway, went right from work to Midway Airport for Honor Flight Chicago, the World War II veterans that had their day of honor in Washington, D.C. They left in the morning and then they came back at night. There was about 2,000 people there with me, and we all cheered and welcomed them back. There were about 86 veterans from World War II on that flight, the oldest being 99 years old. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. It was just amazing, all the people there. Have you guys ever gone to Honor Flight Chicago? If you've never gone, they have it every month, and I was so honored that they invited me. But you don't have to be invited. You could show up. They said, hey, Dolly, would you come? And there were about 2,000 people there, like I said, 86 vets, 4 women, and I got to meet Anne, and I shook her. We got to shake everybody's hand, high-fiving and shaking hands. The veterans were so happy, some of them crying. Never had a welcome home like that, some of them, or don't remember it. It was so long ago, you know. But that World War II veterans, didn't they say that was the greatest generation ever? So it was so wonderful to see that and see all the people that were there who missed the Blackhawks game but were there in spirit for the game. But we, you know, this is, if you're going to miss a Blackhawks game, this is a pretty darn good excuse. And so I would never miss a Hawks game, but for this, yeah, that was a good word. So if you've never gone to an Honor Flight Chicago welcoming the veterans, now they're on World War II veterans, and then the next batch of men that they're going to honor and with a day of honor to Washington, D.C., will be the Korean War and then Vietnam. So if you know anyone who fought in the Korean War, my old neighbor, Bill Berry, I've already told Bill he's got to make plans to go, but he's not really excited about it because he just lost his license. He's getting a little older, you know, and he's not really happy. So I don't know if he's going to go. Not all of them want to go, but it is worth the trip for sure. It's hard. They're older, and there's a ton of volunteers that make this happen on the flight there at the welcoming. So it was just an incredible thing. So if you've never gone, just look up honorflightchicago.org. Is that right? Is it org or com?
I believe it's org.
.org and make plans to be there. I will be there again next month with my kids. If you're going to go, shoot me a message, and I'd love to meet you. Okay, so we want to do a shout-out to Bricconi's Pizza, sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Bricconi's has locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Naperville Trolley and Tours. All right, who doesn't love a trolley ride? You know you can rent these for weddings and bar hops and bet and bar mitzvahs, light tours, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Hey, don't let me have all the fun. You can do it too. And your first lesson is on me. So mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and you get a free lesson. You would love it. Check it out. So All Service Limousine, also thank you for your sponsorship of the Dolly McCarthy Show. That's where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. All right, enough of that. Donna DeFalco from Naper Settlement is here. Yay!
Hi, Dolly.
Let's talk about Naper Settlement. All the great things happening besides Naper Nights. We talked about that.
You know, there's always something happening at Naper Settlement. And we have the brand new Playscape that we dedicated last year. We have so many programs for the Playscape. It's such a great feeling to see the moms with the little ones, and they toddle down the road, and they go and play in the splash pad. And I wish we had that when our kids were little. It was so nice, so fun. So we have lots of programs, and, of course, you can see what all our programs are at NaperSettlement.org. But some of our programs are Playscape Readers. It's a story time, and it's on Wednesdays. And then right after that is the Pioneer Picnic. So the best part about this is we end the programs before nap time.
Perfect.
So you can get your kids for a nap by 2 o'clock.
This is every Wednesday.
It's every Wednesday from June through September.
Oh, fantastic. And then you have the Walking Wednesday still, too, right, in the morning?
We do, the free Walking Wednesday program.
I love that.
From 8 to 9. We have so many people. We had almost 40.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Speakers throughout the settlement, I think people will go running then.
We really should. Then we have a lot of programs coming up. Night at the Museum, which is a behind-the-scenes look at the museum.
I've done that with my Girl Scout troop.
Well, the best part
is that the sleepover one?
S'mores.
Yeah.
S'mores. Oh, yeah.
And it's a sing-along with Kevin Presby, so that'll be fun. We have Trades Day on July 26th, Trades from the Past to the Present. The blacksmith will be working. The hometown picnic. I really think you need to bake an apple pie for the hometown picnic.
I've done that. I never win.
Oh,
but I'll do it. I'll do it again.
Oh, please do, because you're a great baker. I've seen all your great baked goods. And then Naperville Plays is August 16th, and it's triple your fun this year because we're not only having, of course, Naper Settlement. It'll be on our grounds. And it's the DuPage Children's Museum, and also the Naperville Public Library will be there. So all three of us are going to be having activities for kids.
All right. And then don't forget Naper Nights.
Oh, gosh, Naper Nights. You know, this year we have such a great lineup of music, and it's from the 1950s, which was the beginning of rock music, to today. So we have the Neverly Brothers, who will play those great songs of the 50s and 60s. And then it's American English on June 19th, who we just love. And everybody knows Beatles music, from the littlest, tiniest toddlers to the grandparents, and everybody's dancing and singing, and you know how much fun that is.
Yeah.
And then on the 20th, it's OMT, Dick Koontz Band.
Yeah.
They're just the best. Local favorites. We love having them. Now, if you didn't get tickets to U2 that week, come and see Elevation on June 20th, because they are one of America's finest U2 tribute bands.
Yes, they are.
Perfect timing.
I haven't seen them in years. I'm glad they're running around again. They're back.
Then, of course, we have the trivia contest. The trivia challenge is back. And our co-chair of the Napier Nights Committee, Chris Korsgaard, he is a font of knowledge. He is the trivia rock expert. So we're just so excited to have him back, and look for the clues on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
But you have to be there to participate, so that's another reason to go to Napier Nights, is for our trivia challenge.
Okay.
And then in July, we have a virtuoso guitarist, Daryl Sturmer, and he was with Genesis and the Phil Collins Band, and he's going to be bringing his band. We are so thrilled to have him. It's going to be a fabulous concert.
Is he with the original
band?
You know, yes. My first concert ever was Genesis. First concert ever. I won't say how long ago that was, but wow, that's a real, that's cool.
Well, which lineup, though? Phil Collins?
No, Genesis. Phil Collins was the lead singer at the time. But
So he was the guitarist for the band. And so he'll be playing all the songs that you love from Genesis.
Very
and
cool.
Phil Collins.
Very cool.
And then
Pink
Floyd is coming back. We have Heartless in August, Mike and Joe.
Mike and Joe, that's a favorite.
So fun.
And Simply Elton, too?
Yes.
Is that right?
And they're coming in August 22nd.
I just recently heard about them. They play a lot of Elton John music, I assume. Is that what
he's
that
amazing.
Is?
He looks just like Elton John and plays just like Elton John. It's just going to be a wonderful concert.
You know, Napier Cinema is kind of like the Ravinia of the Southwest, especially for these Napier Nights concerts.
Except we're so much easier to get to.
Oh, yes, and plenty more parking.
More parking.
I one time got into an accident at Ravinia. Someone rear-ended me. It's insane getting in and out of there.
Oh, my goodness.
Know, especially because the concerts start early and you got rush hour on Friday afternoon. But so Napier Cinema is easy-peasy-weasy.
I
love this place. This is
one of your sponsors. Well, they're going to be providing the food for the June concerts for Napier Nights. Then for July is Maggiano's. Yum. And then Kix Chicken is in August.
I love this gal. You really know how to work it on a radio show, Donna. Donna, you should be one of my producers.
Thank you.
Well, listen, so where can people go to get more information?
They can get more information at napiernights.org, or they can call us at 630-420-6010.
All right. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Donna DeFalco with Napier Settlement. Thank you.
Central Bank, Miller Lite, and Pepsi bring you the 2015 Barbecue Fest. 3 days of fun, music, carnival, a car show, and great barbecue along the banks of the beautiful Kankakee River. Thursday night, Local H and Puddle of Mud rock the stage. And get ready for the Friday night party at Vanilla Ice and Salt and Pepper. Saturday wraps up with Country's Ashton Shepard, Aaron Tippin, Josh Thompson, and NBC's The Voice winner, Craig Wayne Boyd. MC for the event is Full Throttle Saloon's TV star, GOAT, July 9th through the 11th. For ticket information, log on to kvpd.com.
Do you have a passion for doing good in the world? Did you know that 768 million people still drink unsafe water? Lack of clean water and good sanitation is the leading cause of preventable death in the world. You can help by running for freedom on Saturday, July 11th at the Rotary Club of Naperville's Freedom 5K Run and 2-mile walk at Freedom Commons. They're raising money to tackle some of the world's most pressing challenges. To register, go to www.rotaryfreedom5k.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this run. We're one of the presenting sponsors of the Rotary Club of Naperville's Freedom 5K Run and 2-mile walk. The Healing Field of Honor will be returning to Naperville November 6th through the 12th. American flags will once again be proudly displayed on Rotary Hill as they unite as a community to remember and honor the men and women of the U.S. military. This year marks the beginning of the U.S. Department of Defense Vietnam War 50th Anniversary Commemoration Program to thank, honor, and highlight the service of the armed forces during the Vietnam War. So come on out on November 6th through the 12th, and the proceeds from this memorial will go to the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation. an amazing foundation, and we are so proud that later this summer, Alan Lynch will be on the show. Bright Side Theater is putting on The Sound of Music, celebrate 50th anniversary. Am I speaking well? The 50th anniversary of the motion picture by seeing the musical live on stage. It's a great gift for Father's Day. The Sound of Music, playing June 12th through the 28th. For tickets, call 630-637-7469. We're talking about good things on the Dolly McCarthy Show today. And Misericordia is here. We have Callie Cordowick here, who's from Misericordia.
Hi, Callie.
We want to do a shout-out to Sister Rosemary. Everybody knows. Everybody in Chicago knows Sister Rosemary, but we got the next best thing. We have Callie Cordowick here. Yay! And we love her because she brought all kinds of sweets. No, we just love her anyway for what you do over at Misericordia. But thanks for bringing all these sweets. What do we have
Absolutely.
Here?
Absolutely. Enjoy.
A sample.
A cookie tray and a brownie tray. Our brownie hearts are a mainstay and a staple of what we do and very identifiable with our bakery. All of our brownie hearts are hand cut by the residents that work in the bakery.
Well, let's talk about those residents. Let's talk about, for those of, believe it or not, some people have never heard of Misericordia.
Some people, I think people are generally familiar with the name Misericordia.
Yes.
It's been a staple in the Chicagoland area for many, many years. But it is a residential facility for individuals with developmental disabilities, and Misericordia offers programming and jobs and therapy to help the residents that live their best life.
And the residents that live there work in the bakery.
They do. We have a lot of job opportunities on campus as well as off.
Great work experience for them.
The bakery is one of them, yes. I am very proud. The residents that work in the bakery, there's about 60 residents that work there and learning all kinds of skills. They work in the bakery proper with professional pastry chefs preparing recipes, and every single one of our cookies is hand-scooped. All of our bread is hand-panned, and the residents take part in all of it, measuring out the ingredients, the eggs, the flour, the sugar. And then in the packaging room where I work, we package it up and make a presentable gift. You can order from us.
Nice packaging on all of this,
yeah,
too. This makes great gifts. I love the packaging.
Fantastic.
You can just give it to a teacher, end of the year gift for your teacher. School year's ending. I know out in
Father's
the suburbs.
Day is
yeah,
coming
Father's
up.
Day. Let me just say one thing. Last Thursday, I was walking to work from...
Jonathan remembers you, by the way. We pulled up your picture. I said, Jonathan, she was there on Thursday, and we pulled up your picture. Oh, yes, I remember her.
Because
we had
I was
a good
dying.
Time.
I was dying. I'm like, oh, my God, there's a farmer's market right here at Daly's Plaza. So then I see Mr. Court. I'm like, yes, the bakery. And I ran over there, and I'm supposed to be good. It's summertime, you know. I want to fit in the swimsuit, but, how could you pass up Misericordia's bakery? I got your signature. Everyone knows about the heart-shaped brownies at Misericordia. But one thing I picked up that was new that I'd never tried was the Irish soda bread. Let me tell you, that is some good stuff.
The Irish soda bread is delicious. It's very popular. Besides the hand-cut brownie hearts, it's the Irish soda bread that
yeah.
bring people to Misericordia.
That was phenomenal. Everything, though, and I also got the blueberry loaf. We got some cookies.
The crunch.
I got a little crazy, as Jonathan will tell you.
Yeah. But it's all so good.
But it's easy to do when it's for a good cause.
Yes.
You know?
We always say everything we bake is baked with love, and there is no calories in love.
Oh, I love that. Okay, I'll remember that as I'm eating another one of these. I'm going to sample some of these cookies. Girls, did you want some of these? You want to try some? Try some. Go ahead. Dig in. Don't be shy.
Help
the girls
yourself.
Are. Tim, come on. Eat up. This whole loaf right
Actually,
here,
you're gonna wanna,
it's so cute. They come in these little...
You'll want to open that bag. That bag in front of you there, the chocolate chip molasses cookies, is the second installment of a new program we have. It's the resident cookie of the month. So the residents, it started with Leah, and she had an old family recipe. Her Nana had a crescent cookies, and so Leah prepared her grandmother's recipe, and we sold them at the market and in our greenhouse and restaurant. And Denise has prepared these chocolate chip molasses cookies, which will also be sold at the farmer's market, online, and in the restaurant.
So they're quite fabulous.
Yeah.
So you're at farmer's markets, the Federal Building and Daly
On
Plaza.
Tuesdays at Federal Plaza and on Thursdays at Daly Plaza.
Fantastic. So you're not only going to go there and treat your family and friends to delicious baked goods, but you're also going to be supporting and giving jobs, challenging jobs to the residents at Misericordia that need that experience. That's very hard to find today.
It is. We have several jobs on campus, and for those that are able to move on. They learn the job training at Misericordia to move on to a job outside of Misericordia. We're all very proud of Brandon. Just recently got a job at the Radisson Blue Aqua, a hotel downtown in Chicago, working in their kitchen.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, and he worked in the bakery?
Yes.
Developed mm-hmm. these skills. And
yeah,
you know, I'm glad you mentioned that that hotel. And I want to do a shout-out to Jewel, because when I shop in Jewel, the baggers, many of the folks that work there, some of them came from Misericordia, perhaps, but some of them have mild
developmental
disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to see, and they're very capable. And they're extremely polite and delightful.
Yeah.
When you're checking out, they're just so sweet. I remember when the kids were much younger, Molly and Rachel are here. You may or may not remember this, but they used to, you know, life is too short. You know, people don't want to hug anymore, or, you know, it's okay. You can hug me. You know, I guess that's the way the society is going. But I love that they gave the kids hugs and they were touching them. And it just, this is what life is all about, these moments, you know. And it's so good to see these companies that that are hiring and supporting
mm-hmm.
Very capable people.
Yes.
But they have mild to
extremely capable. They only
developmental disability.
Developmental disability is only
mm-hmm.
just one tiny aspect of who that individual is. And,
yes.
and I encourage everyone to, if you have not visited our campus, please, you can go online, misericordia.org, and get in touch with Teresa Rooney and sign yourself up for a tour. You'll be amazed. I think you'll really enjoy it.
And if you can't do that, then you can always go online and order from the bakery, too.
You can.
And are there brunches still at Misericordia? I remember my parents, when I was very young, growing up in the Northwest Side, my parents, we would go to brunch at Misericordia.
Absolutely. The Greenhouse Inn Restaurant is open to the public. It's open Tuesday through Friday, 11:30 to 2:30, and then for Sunday brunch from 9:30 to 2:30. And I encourage everyone to stop by there. The food is fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, hats off to Misericordia. Today we're celebrating good things, and Misericordia is definitely one of those good things in the Chicagoland area and beyond. If you grew up in Chicago, you know the word Misericordia. Maybe you didn't know what it was all about, but now you do
mm-hmm.
if you listen to the show. So go and support them, misericordia.org. And I'm telling you, these are they're so professional looking. I mean, these are kids that are very capable, and it just looks fantastic, and they taste fantastic. Oh, there's a coffee cake in front of me that's got chocolate on it.
Chocolate
oh, my goodness. How
divine.
Dare you? What is in this coffee cake?
Chocolate.
Oh,
chocolate
God.
And more chocolate.
Oh, my goodness. Callie Corderwick from Misericordia, thank you so much. Next time, I want you to come on in a couple of months. Let's get you on. Bring Sister Rosemary. Everybody in Chicago loves Sister Rosemary, and we got to have her on the show. I would love to have her on the show. And thanks for everything that Misericordia does, making Chicago a better place, making the world a better place. You rock. Thanks for all the treats, too. God, we need more people in the studio, Tim. Come on, Tim, keep eating.
I think we go through this every week.
I love to feed Tim when he's working, that's for sure. All right, we're going to do a quick break, and we'll be right back. We have the executive producer of Aerial America, Illinois, on Smithsonian Channel. You got to check him out. Stay tuned. We'll be right there.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Lynch, and you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
We are so thrilled to have on the show. Let me pull some pictures up here if I can. Tim, do we have pictures of these aerial pictures? This is incredible. If you've never heard of this show, a lot of people have been talking about it. It's Aerial America. It's on the Smithsonian Channel, and the final episode is coming up. This is. They've featured all 50 states, and now the final state is Illinois. Our favorite state, this great state of Illinois. And on the phone today to talk about this final show in this amazing series, we're so thrilled to have the executive producer, Toby Beach. Hey, Toby, thanks for coming on.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
So great. Oh, man. So you've done all 50 states, and now we have Illinois. What's your favorite? What's been the favorite state? I'm kidding.
Well, that's impossible to say.
Yeah.
Impossible to say.
This is a beautiful country, isn't it?
It certainly is. It certainly is. I can tell you that the Illinois program is, I think, one of our best ever. There's just so much rich diversity and history and all kinds of things happening in Illinois. And to see it all from the air is pretty spectacular.
Now, it's all shot from the air, right? That's obviously Aerial America, right?
Yes, there's actually no footage shot from the ground. There are no interviews in the program. It's all brand new HD aerial cinematography.
Beautiful. Did you use drones at all, or was it all helicopter shot?
No, we don't use drones. We use helicopters, which are actually a much more stable platform for aerial cinematography at the moment anyway. So we flew all over the state. It took about 2 weeks to do on two different big shoots. It was pretty spectacular.
It is amazing, this series. Now, it all wraps up this weekend, and then there's going to be a marathon of all 50 states, too. Is that right?
Yeah, so basically the Chicago episode, I'm sorry, the Illinois episode is the final of the 50 to be broadcast. But leading up to the final program, the channel is doing what they're calling a marathon or a fly-a-thon, which is all 49 states in nonstop, and then Illinois will be the final the final program. So
now, did you go to all 50 states yourself, Toby?
Yeah, I wasn't in the helicopter for every single state, but certainly for the vast majority of them, just given all the other demands of the project. But I've been working on it for about 5 years, and we've flown literally all over the nation from the icy reaches of Alaska down to the Florida Keys and everywhere in between. So it's been quite a journey.
Now, can you tell us of a place that nobody's ever heard of that's just spectacular that you must see? One of the pictures, I will throw this in real quick, though. I got a picture from someone that was setting up this interview. They sent me this picture of the Garden of the Gods. It's all boulders in the Shawnee National Forest. Does anybody know? Where's the Shawnee National Forest? Is that in Illinois?
It is. So that's actually a great little treasure that, everyone thinks of Illinois as being mostly flat, especially when you get out of Chicago, where there are lots of skyscrapers. And of course, that was all created by glaciers, tens of thousands of years ago. But there's this little gem of an area down in the if you think of Galena being up in the northwest corner, in the very southeast corner, there's the Shawnee National Forest, and then a region within that called the Garden of the Gods, which is really fantastic rock formations and very dramatic landscape. It's very different from the rest of the state.
Any other spots in America that just really surprised you and thought, wow, that is just beautiful. I've got to get there with my family or you.
Yeah, it's funny because in every state once you get outside of civilization, once you get outside the cities and the suburbs, every state has natural features that are pretty remarkable and pretty spectacular. And anything from, flying down the Mississippi on the Illinois border and, seeing, migrations of pelicans in the air or, going across Utah and, all kinds of great national parks there. There's just an endless sort of array of spaces in pretty much every state that that I think are, and that's one thing about the series is that it really tries to highlight the unique places in each state that people don't really know about.
I've watched it a few times, and I did recently watch the clip. I got a little sneak peek of Illinois, and it's about 2 minutes long, and I got the opportunity to post it on my Facebook page, the show Facebook page. So check it out if y'all listening, if you want to check it out, a little sneak peek to the final show in this Aerial America series. We hope it continues on. Is it going to continue on?
Well, that's a big question. We're producing a number of specials now, which are we're doing a big show on the Caribbean, so Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, and then we're doing a few other programs. We did a program on Washington D.C., which aired fairly recently, which was obviously a big logistical challenge to fly around the White House in a helicopter.
I bet. That's where you need those drones. Drones have been able to fly around the White House, haven't they?
Exactly.
Okay,
so that's I'm not sure if that's part of the marathon, but certainly, and then we're doing a number of other special programs. So I think there's obviously great potential to do more. It's just whether you know, whether one can come up with creative ways to do it. So.
Well, that sneak peek of Illinois that you see, you get an idea of this series. This series, I'm sure, will be in rerun heaven forever, because not only do you see these amazing pictures, these shots that you could never, ever see unless you were up in a plane, and even plane shots, you're too far, but you get the story, the history, and the thing I love about this, the Illinois chapter, if you will, is you talk about the history of Chicago and how the skyline was sparked by the Chicago Fire, how that all happened,
yeah.
And then you talk about the great Chicago Fire of 1871, and you even talk about the street where it happened, which is very interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't even realize. What is that, DeCorvin Street?
Street. Yeah, anyway. I think, yep.
And
yeah, I mean,
how,
that's a big challenge with the series is to try and to tell all of these historical stories, but make them interesting, but then also, you know, have visuals that really work from the air, because obviously there's a lot of history in the nation that doesn't really, would be hard to shoot from a helicopter.
Yeah.
So, there's plenty in Illinois to do that with, whether it's the Mormon history in Nauvoo, or Native American history along the Rock River, or industrial history in East St. Louis, or, you know, there's any number of great historical stories in Illinois. And obviously Chicago's the the great story of Illinois, but that's the challenge of the series, and hopefully, you know, it works to tell that from the air. I mean, we got some amazing shots coming off the lake of Chicago at night with, you know, the Ferris wheel spinning and all the lights in the city on, and it's really beautiful stuff. So,
and you mentioned too,
a great way to go ahead.
Go ahead, Toby.
Sorry,
Toby.
It's a great way. It's a great way to celebrate, you know, each state and you know, the visual diversity of each state. So.
Yeah, I would imagine that the folks over at the Smithsonian want archives of all this whole series. That's how important is the visuals, and it's just the beauty that the way it was shot. Just incredible.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and I think if this had been one state or a couple of states, it wouldn't have the impact. But to spend 5 years actually filming each state, you know, fairly thoroughly, obviously not entirely covered from top to bottom for an hour-long program. But I think the archive itself is pretty spectacular and a pretty good record of America in, you know.
Anything surprise you
years.
About shooting this series? Anything surprise you about America and shooting this series? Were you, besides the cityscapes and go ahead.
Yeah, I mean the vast. I mean, you know, the rapid pace at which the country has been transformed. You know, from 250 years ago until now is just incredible, and that's all, you know, due to incredibly industrious people and all of that. But what struck me most is just the beauty of the wild spaces. You know, it's and a lot of those are very surprising. We were just flying last week, actually, over the Cherokee Mountains and the Smoky Mountains down in, you know, the southern part of Virginia and North Carolina. And, you know, you suddenly just come upon things like a fog bank rolling across the mountains that you weren't expecting. And just the natural beauty of the nation is pretty spectacular. So.
Yeah. Well, this series, Aerial America, it's going to set to premiere the final state, great state of Illinois, on June 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Smithsonian Channel. This series, if you've never seen it, it covers all 50 states, including Washington, D.C., from the air. That's why it's called Aerial America. And the team, tell us about this team. They flew more than 2,500 hours, and how many times around the globe does this translate?
I'm not sure. I don't know whether
it's
four or six
times around the globe. That's what this press release tells me. Wow.
Something like that.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's all been pretty intense, but you know, it's pretty demanding to, you know, we for example, our first shoot in Illinois had to be canceled after I think 4 days because we just got socked in with a huge piece of weather that we couldn't get out of.
Oh,
and
really?
So,
oh, really? Weather was a factor in Illinois? Really?
Oh, yeah, I mean
it's always a factor here. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
no,
like,
so we were based outside Chicago for, you know, I think 4 straight days and just waiting for little opportunities to pop into the city and get some good shots. But if the sky isn't blue and, you know, it's cloudy, it's just not worth filming. It's just not going to look good. And so
yeah.
We, you know, it takes a long time to actually really get the material that's going to make it work. So.
Yeah, well, and I guess that falls on the executive producer. And so you want to get that great shot, and you're not going to settle. I know. Wow.
Yeah, it's really not worth settling for mediocre material. Mm-hmm. It's just it won't do the state justice, and it's disappointing when you're actually putting the program together. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful series. So hats off to you on producing this. We've been talking to Toby Beach, the executive producer of Aerial America. I cannot wait to see the final show. But we hope you continue on with this series too. Make it something
maybe
all around the world.
Yeah. That's right. Aerial,
well,
Aerial South America.
There we go. Let's do it. I'd love to get on a chopper on one of those shows too, and see firsthand too. I don't know if I could be brave enough to go through the rainforest. Maybe something. Have you gone through the rainforest with that chopper yet?
Well, we do fly low when there's opportunity, and we, you know, I always say we fly lower than a hay bale and higher than Mount Whitney, but it's the altitudes range from very low to very high. So
yeah. Well, thank you for coming on, Toby. It was great to talk to you. Great series. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
To you.
Appreciate it.
Can't wait to see the rest of it. Thanks for calling in. Bye bye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla. And Papi Kala.
Hey, everybody. Okay, we're back. We've had a great show. We're almost out of time here. I want to do a shout-out again to Napier Settlement. They're a great sponsor of the show. We're so thrilled to support Napier Settlement and all the great things you're doing here. This is like one of my favorite places on earth. If you've never been here, come. Bring the family. Right, Donna?
Well, thanks for everything that you do for us, Dolly. We really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I don't do half the things that you think I do, but I just love talking about Napier Settlement, and you guys are really busy over there year-round making things happen. And speaking of making things happen, Ms. Recordia, Callie, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. If I could, really quickly, I wanted to thank everybody listening who may have participated in our candy days that happened at the end of April out there in the streets with the Jelly Bellies. And I even saw a red tag or two in the parking lot of this building. So I wanted to say thank you. And then also our Misericordia Family Fest is coming up, in a couple of months, few months, September 13th. And it's on our campus, our 31-acre campus, and it's just the largest family picnic you could ever participate in. So,
what's that date again?
Sunday, September 13th.
Fantastic.
Family Fest, and everyone is welcome. You can go to Misericordia.org and purchase tickets there.
Okay, real quick, those brunches again are Sundays.
Sunday,
what time?
9:30 to 2:30.
Don't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Take mom, take dad, Father's Day. I bet Father's Day is sold out already, right?
I'm not exactly sure. You can call in and
you
make
can always
a reservation.
Take dad early.
Yeah.
It's really a nice place. My mom just gets so excited when we say, let's go to Misericordia for lunch. And I'm one of 14, so I don't always get to be the one that thrills her. So somebody in the family is always taking her, and she loves it. And I love it, too. It's wonderful. You're one of Chicago's favorite charities. You do so much in the community. And so hats off to Misericordia. I want to thank Toby Beach for being on the show, the executive producer of Aerial America. Thanks to Homebridge. Matt, do a shout-out to Matt at Homebridge Financial. Thanks for supporting the show. And to our friends over at NapervilleAlarm.com, thanks for supporting this show as well. What a great time we've had today. Hey, Tim, you're going to have the last word, the last word.
Partial last word.
Tell everybody how great it is to work with me. I'm kidding.
It's actually a great experience, honestly.
I'm killing this kid.
I know. I'll be desperate.
Well, congratulations. And Tim just graduated from college. Congratulations, Tim.
Thank you.
Your future's looking bright.
Let's hope so.
Hey, as you said, if I could get through this Dolly boot camp. Oh,
your words, not mine.
Oh yeah, we got some good things. Tim and I are heading to Windy City Lake Shake in a couple weekends, and we're going to bring you interviews from country's favorite celebrities. Next week, we got Vince Vaughn, the actor. His mom is coming on the show, and David Lee Murphy, Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney Spears' sister, right? We got so many great guests coming up. Aaron Tippin next week. So don't miss it. It's going to be a great show next week, too. This was fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, time to eat some cookies. All right, everybody. Have a good week. Thanks so much for listening. And as I say in every show, be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And please, if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show and follow us on Twitter. Have a good week, everybody. Bye-bye.
The Dolly McCarthy Show. She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Do it again, just like you did it before, baby. Oh. That's the five ball, beat the last time.